We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at the conscience. You realize that God tells us in His Word that He has given everyone a conscience. And that conscience, you remember, you know, the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Remember the first time you took something that wasn't yours? Maybe it was a little kid just taking something your mom or your dad told you not that you couldn't have, and you took it anyways. Didn't your conscience bother you? And, you know, the first time, you know, you lie or you do something wrong, and of course, your conscience, obvious, it left you know. That's not quite right. Well, I want to look at that conscience today. Now, understand, first of all, I want you to know that God, the Bible says He is the rock. His work is perfect. Now, think about that. He is a rock. He's the Savior of His people. He's the foundation of their faith and hope. His work is perfect. The work of creation. You look at the work of creation. Matter of fact, in God's Word, He tells you and I that it's through creation that we know that there is God. We see the almighty power of God's hand. It's amazing because you look at the sunrise and the sunset. Why, you can map it out throughout the whole year. When the sun will rise, when the sun will set. The seasons, everything is so perfectly, you know, in this creation planned out. And so you can see the hand of God in creation. Matter of fact, the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. And that's why Paul said, the eternal power and Godhead in creation can be seen to all, so that they are without excuse. They cannot claim, I didn't know there's a God. By the way, you have a conscience. Your conscience reveals God. Now, the perfect work of salvation, by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. If you put faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sin and save you, it is a lasting work. Jesus said, my sheep, they hear my voice, they follow me, and they have eternal life. And then the latter part of the verse that I just read in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 4, says, for all of His ways are judgment. In other words, His principles, His laws, His statutes, they're according to the strictest justice and equity. That's a word we hear a lot of, but I'm using the Bible terminology here. According to his strictest justice and equity, his principles, his laws, his statutes. Why, if you follow them, you'll take the right path. You'll take the good path. And so his law is the best judgment, the highest wisdom. Why? Because his law is perfect. It's what leads a person to Jesus. So a God, he's a God of truth without iniquity. Just and right is he. Now let's start the conscience. The conscience reveals God and the truth of God's law. You might say, well, how do you know this? Well, go to Romans 1, verse number 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God had showed it unto them. And so man knows how to distinguish good from evil. That's what he's saying. You say, well, how is that? Well, Job said in Job 32, verse number 8, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. There is a spirit in man. God has given man his mind and conscience. Think about that. Matter of fact, Paul said this, the Jews will be judged by God according to the law of God. But he says, now the Gentiles didn't have that law. What about the Gentiles that died in sin? Well, he says, they have the work of law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness. And so all will give an account to God. Every knee will bow. And so in Proverbs 20, verse number 27, God spells out this conscience. You may be walking around today and saying, well, I know my conscience at times bothers me when I do things that I know to be bad. Well, who put that there? Who put those little rays of light in that darkened heart? Well, Proverbs 20, 27, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And so when Job asks the question, who hath put wisdom? Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts? Who hath given understanding to the heart? He knew every man has this. In Job 21, 24, Job wrote this, therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? And so that's what they're asking, okay? I don't want to hear from God. That's what many people in the world say today. I don't want to even know. Don't tell me anything about God. Why should I give allegiance to him? Why should I obey him and his word? My kingdom is this world. I'm going to live for this world. Wait a second. What did they just do? Their conscience seared. You see, because when you continue in wickedness and you refuse God, eventually God will say, okay, I'll let you have it your way. Sort of like that old Burger King ad. Have it your way. And so Job wrote this in Job 21, 17. How oft is a candle of the wicked put out? And how oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributed sorrows in his anger. And so here, when you live your life, you may start out young and that conscience may be sharp. And as you continue in your sin, it gets duller and eventually there's no sign of that conscience. You say, what happened? You rejected that light that God put in every man's heart. And eventually you can sear that conscience. And so because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And you know what God does? Romans 1, 21 and 22, I just read that. And then verse 28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. They're not normal. That reprobate mind, a vain, empty mind, good for nothing, incapable of approving what is truly good. They lost their conscience, the candle of the spirit of man, to do those things which are not convenient. In other words, it does not agree with the light. Even the light of nature, it doesn't agree. And they become brute beasts themselves, destitute of reason. You can turn on your TV and you can see the movies that are being made today and you can see the wickedness of man today. And you say, well, where in the world did this come from? Why is it so bad? Well, that's what happens when you refuse to see the light. God says, I've given every man that light. That law, you know in your own heart, like the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. You know that's right, that's good. You say, how do I know that? God's law. It's through God's law that God reveals to you that you're a sinner, that you're in need of a Savior. And when I open up God's Word and I read God's Word, you know what He says? If I'll be sensitive to that conscience, God says, I will enlighten that light. Someone will come along and open up the Word of God and you'll go, hey, I hear that. I see that. See, there is a Bible verse in the book of Titus, Titus chapter 2, verse number 11. You know what it says? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Today, I want to ask you, your conscience, how sensitive are you? I'll get on to this, the next part. Holding faith and a good conscience. Ah, there's where joy and prosperity come. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.